viewers, welcome to this week's edition of Cinema Scene. Today we feature three elevating movies with spiritual messages interwoven into their storylines: Letters to God, The Secret of Kells, and The Soloist. The first feature is Letters to God, a 2010 film directed by David Nixon, with co-director and writer Patrick Doughty, who created the screenplay based on the story of his own son. The movie is about a young boy who conveys his faith and love for God and heaven through the letters he writes. The boy, named Tyler, played by Tanner McGuire, has cancer and just underwent brain surgery. His widowed mother, Maddie, played by Robin Doherty, does not want to lose another loved one and refuses to give up on Tyler's chances of overcoming his illness. Tyler's teenage brother, Ben, played by Michael Bolton, feels his own loss of a normal life. Tyler appreciates the abundance of love from his family, but what he wishes more than anything else is for everyone to rediscover their own happiness. The family lives in a small and friendly community, with neighbors who thoughtfully send food to comfort them every so often. Every night, under the stars, Tyler goes up to the rooftop to write letters to God. He often asks questions about heaven and life, while expressing his hopes for his family and friends.
Can you see the stars from heaven? My dad said you made them all. I'm really glad to be home from the hospital.
One day, a new mailman named Brady, played by Jeffrey Johnson, arrives in town. Brady has his own set of personal problems and tries to use alcohol to drown his sorrows away. He learns the hard way that drinking not only fails to bring him comfort, but instead worsens his predicament. One day, Brady gets a job offer at the post office to deliver mail on Tyler's block. At first, Brady does not receive it with enthusiasm and is reluctant to take the position. But at the earnest request of his boss, he agrees to give it a try. As he begins his new job, Brady discovers Tyler's letters to God in the mailbox. Puzzled, he tries to give them to the local pastor, but the pastor tells him that the letters are in his hands for a reason.
You know, it seems to me that God put these letters in your hands for a reason. So maybe you should hold on to them.
No, I wouldn't. I don't know what to do with them.
Well, first thing you're going to do is go home and sleep it off. And then, listen to God.
In time, Brady and Tyler become friends, and Brady tries to offer Tyler a normal life by playing soccer or taking walks with him. Not only does he earn Tyler's appreciation, but Brady's own perspective on life begins to change as well. Through his experiences at home and school, Tyler soon learns an important lesson of forgiveness and having complete trust in God's plan. Sadly, his cancer is not going away, and he must find a way to comfort his family, who are more vulnerable than ever.
You can say what you want, believe what you will believe.
Letters to God was recently ranked the 9th best movie for families at the 19th Annual Movie Guide Faith and Values Award Gala in February 2011, as well as receiving 2 nominations for the Grace Award for Most Inspiring Performances in Movies in 2010 for Tanner McGuire's portrayal of Tyler, and the Epiphany Prize for Most Inspiring Movie of 2010. On the red carpet, Supreme Master Television spoke to the talented Bailey Madison, who commented on her role in the film.
My grandpa told me you were back.
Just to put yourself in the shoes of Samantha, having a best friend who is battling such a terrible disease, you know, and really feeling what she's feeling and the challenges that it is to have a friend who is doing that and knowing that one day she's not going to have her best friend anymore. And I think that was one of the greatest challenges, but it was really nice to be able to play here because it opened so many charity work doors for me. I'm completely blessed to have been in that film because I'm here again tonight.
Why do you think it's important to have positive films with films with positive messages?
Oh, I think it's so important because it just uplifts everybody's spirit, and everyone can go see those kinds of films. And I think if we had more of those and it was around the world, and I think a lot of people would be a little bit closer to God. Or you might have a hectic day at work or a hectic day at school, but the really most important thing is when you all go sit down as a family and watch a film that makes you laugh, that makes you cry, that makes you come closer together. And that's one of the most important things, to have a positive, uplifting film. And I'm so happy that I was in one.
But when Sam told her how mashed potatoes were stuck up Alex's nose, she laughed and laughed.
Letters to God is an inspiring film which brings viewers closer to faith as they view the world through the eyes of an innocent boy who completely surrenders to God's will. As we accompany Tyler on his journey, we are reminded that everything occurs for a reason, and beautiful things happen if we just believe.
You give me hope in spite of everything. You show me love, even with so much pain.
Let us now take a look at The Secret of Kells, an Irish, French, Belgian animated feature released in 2009. The film centers on the intricately illustrated Book of Kells, also known as the Book of Columba, which is an illuminated Christian manuscript containing the four Gospels of the New Testament. Directed by Oscar-nominated Tom Moore with Nora Toomey, the production was nominated for the 2010 Academy Award for Best Animated Feature Film. The movie is set at the Abbey in Kells, Ireland, during the 9th century. Here lives a curious 10-year-old novice named Brandon, voiced by Evan Maguire, who has amazing talents for drawing. He loves spending time in the monastery's scriptorium with the monks as they copy and illustrate manuscripts. On the other hand, he is told by his strict uncle, the abbot, voiced by Brendan Gleeson, to finish strengthening up the walls to protect the villagers from an expected Viking invasion and to demonstrate the strength of their faith. One day, the legendary Scottish master illuminator, Brother Aidan, voiced by Mick Lally, and his cat, Panger Bon, voiced by Venice Dubois du Roy, arrive at the abbey, escaping from the fall of the Iona Monastery. Brother Aidan has brought the unfinished Book of Iona, later named the Book of Kells, in which Brendan finds his calling to help the expert illuminator in completing the exquisite masterpiece.
Open it.
Seeing Brendan's sincere heart, Aidan teaches Brendan the art of illumination and asks him to gather special berries to make ink. This requires Brendan to go beyond the monastery's walls. When the protective abbot hears of this, he forbids Brendan from leaving again. The boy soon learns that Aidan must obtain a magic crystal, the third eye of Columbkill, in order to complete the book. Accompanied by Panger Bon, Brendan secretly leaves and enters the surrounding forbidden forest. The pair soon gets lost and has to fend off mysterious creatures. Luckily, they are saved by a fairy wolf girl, Aisling, voiced by Kristen Mooney, who quickly befriends them. Although hesitant at first, Aisling decides to assist them, guiding them and showing Brendan the magic of the forest. With her help, Brendan locates the third eye hidden in a cave, but in order to obtain it, he must overcome some hurdles. Adding to the obstacles, the Vikings arrive at Kells and destroy everything. It is believed that the Book of Kells has the power to turn darkness into light, but when the Vikings intend to get rid of the book, Brendan is puzzled to see no light. So what is the true secret of Kells? Can Brendan finish the manuscript with Brother Aidan in time? The Secret of Kells is a visually awesome tribute to creativity, faith, and the courageous search for illumination behind the famed Book of Kells. Imbued with Celtic symbols, the film's unique illustration style is enriched by the artist's attentive strokes and use of vivid colors. This animation is truly a visual treat as well as a fascinating spiritual adventure for all audiences.
He says it will turn darkness into light. Wait until you see it!
Wait until you see the rest of my forest.
Final presentation is The Soloist, directed by Golden Globe-nominated Joe Wright. The 2009 film is based on the book of the same title by Steve Lopez. It tells the true story of Nathaniel Ayers, a gifted musician who became homeless after developing schizophrenia. The movie begins as Steve Lopez, played by Oscar-nominated actor Robert Downey Jr., humorously chronicles his bicycling accident for his popular column in the Los Angeles Times. Although readers love his work, Steve has problems greater than his recent injuries. He has a rough time working for his ex-wife, Mary Weston, played by Oscar-nominated Catherine Keener, and is out of touch with his son. Meanwhile, the due time for his next story is fast approaching, but he has yet to find a topic to write on. While walking through the city, Steve hears a beautiful melody. Following the sound to its source, he finds Nathaniel, played by Oscar-winning actor and singer-songwriter Jamie Foxx, a homeless man playing Beethoven on a violin with only two strings.
Stevie Wonder fan?
Oh, am I sure you more since time in my life?
Signed, sealed, delivered.
But you really shouldn't write on a violin like that. Because
it quickly becomes apparent that Nathaniel is schizophrenic. Steve is surprised when Nathaniel, who respectfully addresses him as Mr. Lopez, tells him that he once was a student at the prestigious Juilliard School. This sparks Steve's curiosity, and he decides to explore Nathaniel's story further for a column piece on how such a talented man wound up living in the streets with all his belongings in one shopping cart. After making a call to Juilliard, the journalist gets the confirmation that Nathaniel was indeed enrolled at the famous music academy, but dropped out during his second year. Steve also manages to contact Nathaniel's sister, who reveals that her brother was once a prodigy, not on the violin, but on the cello. But as his illness became more severe, he left Juilliard and took to the streets.
He had the talent, that's for sure.
Steve publishes his article, which touches the heart of an aging woman, and she decides to donate her cello to the talented musician. Steve visits Nathaniel to give him the instrument, but with one condition. Nathaniel can only play it at the homeless shelter called the Lamp Community. For Steve, who realizes that he has lost his passion in many things, including writing and his commitment in relations with other people, Nathaniel's love for music awakens something inside him that helps him feel the grace of the divine. Steve now has a strong desire to aid his new acquaintance in overcoming the difficulties associated with his illness. But as he spends more time with the musician, Steve gains an ever-growing respect for the humble Nathaniel and realizes that perhaps it is he who is being healed through their companionship. The Soloist is a beautiful film about true friendship as well as rediscovering one's faith. Letters to God, The Secret of Kells, and The Soloist are wonderful movies with underlying themes of spirituality that remind us all of our divine nature. Thank you for watching today's episode of Cinema Scene. Please stay with us on Supreme Master Television for Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living, coming up next right after Noteworthy News. May love shine within you always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/CS.